Hello and welcome to the Street Movement Project. Thanks for joining. It's great to meet you. You may be doing this with a friend, or maybe it's just you and me. This feels quite cozy, doesn't it? Before we start, make sure you are complying with your local COVID-19 restrictions by participating in this audio journey. I'm Amy, by the way, and I'm a performer. I've done a lot of street performance over the years, and I think the street is the best kind of a stage. You get to make things up as you go along, which is kind of what we're going to be doing today. Okay, so ideally you find your way outdoors now, wherever that may be. In the middle of your city, in a park, a forest, a station. But if that's not possible, you can try this at home too. I've always wanted to say that. Keep distance from the people you pass by and don't go touching lots of surfaces. Turns out a mask is the new must-have accessory, so make sure you've got one on you. None of what we are about to do should put anyone at risk, but let's be extra safe. Anyway, first things first, let's get moving. Start walking in the direction that you find most appealing. And if walking isn't your thing, then travel in whichever way works best for you. As you walk, I'm going to introduce you to the Street Movement Project. Okay, so you're on the move now, yes? The aim is to get us out and about and interacting with the space around us. I'd like to think that we might bring a sense of wonder to the world around us and the way we move in it. Keep walking and speed up slightly. I hope you're wearing something comfortable, by the way. Maybe even a little jazzy. I'm in my hot pink onesie and lime green jelly sandals. Up to you. Remember, you can pause this audio whenever you need, by the way. I'd like to think that one thing follows another, but if you pause me, I won't be going anywhere. I'll have an ice cream or something and wait for you. Time to slow your walking down now. As slow as you can, like you're wading through water in slow motion. Sometimes I will tell you to stop in your location. Don't stop anywhere that puts you or others at risk. Just pause the audio and find an alternative space. Okay, hopefully you're somewhere kind of interesting just now, a space you feel comfortable in. It may be familiar or entirely new to you, but let's think of it as your playground from now on. Turn your head to the left and notice what is there. Turn your head to the right. What is familiar? Look up to something high above you. What is new and strange? I want you to take photos by blinking now. Take snapshots of five things that draw your attention and take a photo by blinking. Make sure you get the right angle. In your head, think about what you just took snapshots of. What draws your attention? How quickly did you forget about the things you saw? Okay, now find a safe spot that is not in the way of any moving cars or people. Stop and close your eyes. What do you notice outside now? What sounds? What rhythms? Perhaps pop one headphone out and see what that ear can pick up. opening your eyes, how about you change location now? That may be moving down the street, across the park, into another room. Off you go. You can pause the audio if you need some more time to get there. Now you've arrived in a new space. What do you notice here? Is it possible to focus on just one sense? Like what you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? How does this environment move you? Continue walking through your space. Bear in mind, I don't know exactly where you are, so you'll be adapting my instructions to suit. That's fine. I'd now like you to trace everything you see with a part of your body you choose and have most fun with. This may sound strange, but once you get going, you'll know what I mean. And if it really feels balmy, you can always choose your finger. I'm going with my elbow. Maybe you've chosen your eyebrows. Who knows? But let's really focus on capturing the space around us with our body part we've chosen. What are the textures and tones? The tiny things and the large. Now, as you do this, I challenge you to keep moving forwards. Go for it. The space will change as you move, and yes, you'll probably look a bit silly by now. I mean, you should see what I'm doing. Can you make these movements much larger now? Exaggerate them. Now change the body part you are using and try tracing the space with another body part. See how that feels. Okay, now pick a new direction to walk in and get going. I'll explain what we'll be doing next. Okay, so hopefully you are feeling a little warmer now. We are going to go a little deeper into the space around us. Bear with me on this one. Did you used to avoid the cracks in the pavement? Or blink between lampposts in the car? Was that just me? I don't think so. Do you remember as a kid finding games in almost everything? In this next activity, I would like to have fun with finding those games again. As you continue walking, carefully look down. See the space beneath you as a giant map, full of lines and shapes. It's a map you can step on and explore. You can always pause if you need to find somewhere which feels more fun. When you look at the ground beneath you, what shapes can you see? What are the boundaries between different spaces? What different areas can you identify? Perhaps you can move from one territory to another. For example, from a soft area to a hard area. Or a colourful area to a darker area. How about warm to cold? Now look up from the floor and see the rest of your surroundings. Do you see any gaps or spaces between objects close by? Try walking through those gaps. Gaps, of course, can be many things. I'm currently crawling between a tree and a bench. And yes, somebody is sitting on it. Keep finding new gaps to walk or crawl through. And now if you find things you can walk around, try circling around a few times. I'm getting dizzy around a lamppost. Do join me. Oh, well, after that, maybe take a moment to stop and just sit down somewhere comfy. Oh, that feels good. Just feel how your body has the memory of all that walking and moving in it. Where have you chosen to sit down, by the way? Have you ever sat here before? And just look out and imagine for a moment that you are the audience. What's the show in front of you? Anyway, that's enough sitting. Let's get back up again. How about now you make up your own rule? Every time you see a something, you choose what that something is. You have to do a something. You choose what that something is. So like each time you see a bird, you have to do a twerk. I mean, I can't twerk, so I wouldn't try that. But what feels ridiculous and fun? Try it out. And you can pause the audio if you need more time. You can do this for as little or as long as you like. No one's going to stop you. And trust me, you'll be making some people's day. Okay, so this is the moment we've been leading up to. We started simple. We're going increasingly strange, and you're doing wonderfully. Humans were never meant to be normal after all. So, without further ado, I invite you to imagine yourself as an alien. Yep, just landed on Earth. You're very welcome. Find a safe spot that is out of the way and close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath in and out. So, you are about to land on Earth and you've never been there before. No pressure. When you open your eyes, you will start to explore this new land as if for the very first time. Opening your eyes now, do the tiniest alien wiggle you can manage. Tiny. Yeah, great. Now a bit bigger. Super. And now a lot bigger. Go for it. Wild alien wiggling. Yes. Okay, so now imagine your body is made of jelly. Try wiggling again, but with more jelliness now. That's it. Ooh, gosh, do you feel any different? I do. Okay, start walking again now, but don't lose the alien jelly wiggle. Okay. And I want you to move through the space in ways that feel completely strange and not at all human. Let's imagine that the ground feels really sticky. So each transfer of weight is very challenging and requires a lot of effort. Now it is too slippy. So slippy you can ice skate on it. Keep slipping and sliding forwards. Now try sliding backwards. Oh, check first to see you won't bump into anything. Okay, I love this bit. Imagine now that every object you pass has an electric charge and makes you vibrate. Excellent. Now, in alien style, can you move in slow motion? Now fast forward. Slow motion. Fast forward. And now back to a normal speed. Wow, you're taking to alien life like a pro. Okay, so now I want you to go to an object which looks especially strange to you. You as an alien, that is. I'd like you to dance with it. Yes, I'm serious. It might be another lamppost, maybe it's a postbox. But really, you only live once. So let's make this a romantic dance. No touching though. Be COVID safe. Fabulous. And now find another inanimate object that looks especially cool to you as an alien, that is. And, well, how about some old-fashioned disco dancing? Sorry, do I sound like your grandmother? Oh well, go for it, dear. What's your best alien jive? Wonderful. I mean, so good, I think you're actually now ready for our final task. I would love to see through your alien eyes, to see how you see the world around us. So I'm going to ask you to get this on camera through your alien lens. And what I mean by this is have some fun experimenting with ways of using your camera as an alien might. Perhaps you turn the camera upside down. Perhaps you only film your alien feet. Let the film be as expressive and as strange as possible. Feel free to try out different ways of doing this. And if you like, you can include your alien dancing with an inanimate object too. I mean, I'd really like to see that on camera. Pause the audio, film something or a few things, and then come back to me. I'm just going to have an ice cream. Hello again. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing your videos. But we've come to the end of our journey now. It's kind of time, you know, to return to reality, whatever that means. You're very welcome to go back to Mars or wherever you really came from. But shake out your body now and brush off any alien slime. I've loved spending time with you in this way, and look, I really encourage you to keep seeing the world in an upside-down, alien kind of a way. Life can easily get a bit same old, can't it? This keeps things fresh and, let's face it, totally ridiculous. So now just take a last deep breath in and out. Although do keep breathing, obviously. Go on, another deep breath in and out. You've done brilliantly. Remember to upload your videos to Instagram and Facebook and do tag Street Movement Project. And share with your friends too. Imagine if everyone started behaving like this. I'll see you back out there.